The orange glow of the fire shimmered off the wet rocks of the bluff, illuminating a swath of black hair climbing midway, and about 6 feet below that, a bald, tattooed head. Sunny and Kenzo Reese. Fury hotter than the flame around me lit my veins. I didn't think, didn't plan, didn't consider the consequences or risks as I bolted to the bluff and began climbing. Hand, foot, my teeth grinding against each other with every inch. The rocks were wet and slick with moss, and although I didn't look down, I knew that a bed of jagged rocks lined the base. Sunny was high enough that if she fell, she'd be dead in an instant. My foot slipped, my body falling a few feet before I caught myself on another rock, ripping my fingernails off. Blood ran down my hand, my arm, the pain igniting a fresh blow of adrenaline. Then she screamed. I looked up. Sunny dangled with one arm, her foot in the grasp of Kenzo's tattooed hand. Her eyes met mine. Everything around me stopped. There were no more options. I was staring Sunny's death in my face. "Fight, Sunny!" I screamed. "Fight!" I tore my eyes away and climbed up the bluff with a carelessness like I had nothing to lose. Because if I lost her, I didn't care. Death, take me. I could smell him. The sweat, the body odor. I planted my foot, gripped a ledge, and using all my body weight, I propelled my arm above my head and connected. My bloody fingers gripped the bottom of Kenzo's jeans. I tugged, pulled, yanked, but the fucker didn't lose his grip. I took one last look at Sunny, trying to kick out of his hold, fighting to the death. Tears streamed down her face. My love. The love of my life. Our eyes met again. "I love you," I thought. "I love you." And with that final thought, I released my 200-plus-pound weight and dangled in the air with one hand around Reese's ankle. As planned, his grip slipped from Sunny. We fell together, two bodies tumbling down the side of the cliff. "This is it," I remember thinking. I was going to die. I desperately grasped at the rocks until my hand found the only root on the cliff. I still, to this day, don't know how I gripped onto the thing or how it held my weight. My body jerked to a stop as Kenzo's hand grabbed my foot. I planted my other foot and tightened my grip on the root. I bent at the waist and wrapped my hand around his throat. I stared into his eyes as I squeezed with everything I had in me, staring into the soul of the devil himself, his eyes bulging, lips turning blue. Finally, his grip released, and I watched his body shatter on the rocks below.
"Jag!"
I don't remember the climb up to Sunny, but I'll never forget her face when I finally made it. "I love you, Sunny. I'm sorry. I didn't say it, but I do. I love you. I know." I gripped the back of her head with my bloody hand and kissed her. Just then, a rope bounced off the rocks next to us. Sunny hesitated, tears filling her eyes. I grabbed her chin. "Baby, listen to me. You've got to get out of here."
"No."
Tears streamed down her face.
"No, nothing can happen to you."
"Yes. Go, Sunny." I shoved the rope to her. "No time to waste." She gripped the rope and looked at me.
"You saved my life."
"No." I kissed her head. "You saved mine."